rolling down a stony end. Ha-ha! Boy, I wonder if it's by chance or what that Rich Randall started me off with this very song. Was that intentional?
Best I can do.
Stony End. Of course, the reference being to what I'm going to do a little bit later on to you. I'm going to get drunk on the radio. I've wanted to do this for the last 2 years, no kidding. And finally, today's the day. And I'm going to show you what it's like, what happens to somebody that talks for a living. And I'm going to be slurring and slobbering, and by 9 o'clock it ought to be interesting. And you're going to have to relate this to what it could do to your driving and your ability to handle your vehicle and the like over the weekend. So at any rate, that starts at about 7 o'clock. It's 6:05 now. And if you're ready for Friday, here, Ma, let's go. Probably find the girl of my life at about 9:30 this morning. I'd be so faced, I wouldn't even be able to remember my name. It's 10 after 6 o'clock, Friday morning. Good day ahead. Hazy, warm, 10% chance of rain. Shooting for a high today near 90, and it's 64
recently,
now.
Dedicated
collection of 74s to choose from, with rebates up to $500. This is your chance to really save on a super pickup at Mazda Roanoke, 3527 Melrose Avenue. How did I ever get my voice so low on that one, Ellie? Hey, it's 11 after 6 o'clock. TGI. For a singer, Freddie, you'd make a heck of an auto mechanic. 14 after 6 o'clock. Friday morning, Rob O'Brady, starting at 7 o'clock this morning. Corporal Yates and two good friends and RNs, registered nurses at Community Hospital, Wanda and Shell, will be here supervising an experiment that I've been really looking forward to doing for some time, especially the last couple of weeks since we decided to do it here. And I'm going to get drunk for you. And I'm going to be drinking scotch. We'll be taking periodic breathalyzer tests to see at what point I am legally drunk, which in the state of Virginia, the Commonwealth of Virginia, is 0.01%, I believe. I think that's how you read it, on the breathalyzer test. And that's all going to start at 7 o'clock. You're going to hear it. If you haven't heard it before, it should be interesting. I've never done this before, so we'll see what happens. Quarter after 6 now.
Homeowners.
I got here for you. Hazy and warm both today and tomorrow with highs near 90. Tonight's low 66. 10% perhaps of rain over the next 24 hours. It's partly cloudy. 64 this morning. It's super. R-O-B. 16 after 5 o'clock. Uh-huh. Looks like muskrat. Gary, Dan, and Dewey, the folks of America. And that's one of those America songs that I just don't understand. I definitely think I should have saved this and played it about 9:15. I'd probably find a whole new meaning to it, I tell you. That's Muskrat Love, that's America. It's 19 after 6 o'clock. Friday morning, Rob O'Brady, ready to take out a weekend.
Your store in Roanoke and save.
It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning. In the ABA playoffs last night, Kentucky did it with a 4-1 series win over Indiana's Pacers last night, the final game. 110-105. The Colonels win it all. Tonight in the NBA, Washington and Golden State take off in game number 3 out on the West Coast. Golden State leads now 2-0. Last night in the NHL Stanley Cups, the series is now tied as Buffalo tops Chicago 4-2. The series tied at 2 games each after the Flyers had gone up 2-0. Next game is Sunday afternoon. The Sabres are in the spectrum with Philadelphia. In American League Baseball activity yesterday, the Rangers over the Milwaukee Brewers 6-0. The Angels down by Red Sox, who had been looking pretty sharp of late, 6-3, and it was the White Sox over the Orioles 2-1. National League play, Pittsburgh 4, San Diego 2, and the Dodgers over the Cubs 8-3. Carolina League last night must have been a good game. Lynchburg over the Pirates 1-0. That's it, sports. 21 past 6 o'clock. And a group that visits Roanoke tonight. These are my Eagles. One of these nights. On Friday morning, Rob O'Brady, 24 after 6 o'clock. Hope you're going to have a good day weather-wise. Hazy and warm. High today up near 90 degrees. 64 this morning. Partly cloudy skies in the Star City of the South.
Well, Towers Mall and 5217 Williamson Road.
It's almost 27 after 6 o'clock in the morning, and I normally don't treat this particular feature of my show all too seriously. But since the rest of my program, beginning at 7 o'clock and thereafter sometime, it's not going to be serious at all because I'm going to be Stephen. I'm going to take this very seriously right now. All right? The school luncheon menus today. Diddle it, diddle it, diddle-ah. in the city. It's a frankfurter on a bun with chili sauce, mashed bud. See how seriously I'm taking this? Green beans, gelatin with fruit and milk. In the county today, you'll be having a hot dog on a bun with chili, mustard, and onion. Terrific! Baked beans, buttered mixed greens, jello and milk. And the Catholic kids today, you know they're having fish, naturally, along with salad and peaches. At 27 after 6 o'clock, this is Rob, ready to take on the weekend. I hope you are too. Hazy and warm today. High should reach about 90. 10% perhaps of rain, 64 now. Super song, not Linda Ronstadt's biggest hit, but just a great record. Long, long time. She's going to be in town tonight with Eagles. 6:31 in the morning, WROV's Rob. Hey, it is a three-day weekend, big holiday weekend here. And if you're thinking about the beach, well, I got Virginia's weather. Partly cloudy and warm today and tomorrow. Fair and warm again on Sunday. With highs about 88 right through the weekend. If you're heading out after work or school today, you've got a good one to look forward to. Make it a safe one, too. We'll try to show you exactly what happens when you mix drinking and driving starting at 7 o'clock, as I will be getting legally drunk on the air. Hey, that's Albert Hammond. Seems it never rains in Southern Cal. 635 WROV's Rob. Thank goodness it's Friday. I'm happy.
Tonight, deal deals. Deal mobile homes.
24 before 7 o'clock in the morning. How you doing? From an evening with John Denver and a morning with Rob O'Brady. 21 before 8 o'clock. How you doing?
WR.
The investment that pays a lot more than it costs. Howell and Shirley, they sell real estate.
Hey, I want to tell you about this. The William Byrd Players present Children, a murder mystery at the school auditorium on May 28th and 31st. Call William Byrd for more information. Roanoke Valley weather for today. Hazy and warm. High up near 90. It's 64 this morning. T-R-O-U-B-L-E. That's something I hope I don't become to the people that I'm going to be around here this morning. As I'm sure you've heard by now, everybody in the city knows, I'm getting drunk this morning on the radio, legally. Legally in that I will surpass the legal limits, the point at which you can be arrested for driving while under the influence of alcohol. I'll be drinking scotch, 86-proof scotch. I'll start at 7 o'clock this morning, and I hope you'll have a couple of hours to hear how it turns out. I don't think I'm going to remember, but I'm taping the whole thing because I got to save this for posterity. I have two young men, two little boys in Springfield, Mass., and they live with their mother, and someday I'm going to play this for them and see. See what I did when I was a kid? My God, I was silly. 16 before 7 o'clock. How's your Friday going? Going to be hazy and warm today and tomorrow. Highs near 90 over at least the very beginning, the early part of your Memorial Day weekend. Tonight's low 66, 10% perhaps of rain, at least for the next 24 hours, longer than I plan on being awake for sure. It's 64 and partly cloudy this morning at 14 before 7 o'clock. Marcus Freiberg in next. I'll talk to you at 7.
Fearing they might be kidnapped by the raiding party, this is ABC Contemporary Radio.
Roanoke weather, hazy and warm today and tomorrow with highs near 90. Tonight's low 66. Probability of precipitation 10% today, tonight, and tomorrow. It's 64 degrees and partly cloudy. It's 7 o'clock. WROV. I fall on the floor and I'm laughing. Well, I don't know about falling on the floor and laughing, but I'll undoubtedly be falling on the floor. Maybe a couple of giggles and guffaws. We are going to start in just a couple of minutes to get me drunk on the radio. I've never done this before. I've heard it done before several years ago. A guy did it for the first time that I heard it in Hartford, Connecticut, and then a good friend of mine did it in Providence, Rhode Island, and we're going to do it right here. What Mark Freiberg calls getting me gestunked, I think that was the word he used. I'd never heard that phraseology before. We're getting set up. We have Channel 7 is here. They're going to take some film. And Bill Phillips is here. He's going to act as my bartender and just kind of chief guide. He got me here this morning, and he's going to be responsible to get me back home this afternoon. And Corporal Yates is here. Corporal Yates is from the Roanoke Police Department and is a registered breathalyzer operator. And two of the loveliest ladies in the whole world are walking through the front door, Wanda and Shell, who are RNs, and their last names I don't know, but that's all right. We'll find out later. And Bob Gilhooly is here from the Mental Health Center, and Bob is in charge of the Detox Center, and we'll be talking to all these people and getting me stiff as the morning goes on. It's 3 after 7 o'clock. I hope you're ready for Friday. Tonight, Road at Hirschberger, Franklin Road across from Townside Plaza, and Lee Highway at Electric Road. Okay, it's 5 after 7 o'clock, and we are ready to begin our experiment. Corporal Yates has informed me that the best way to go about this is to have a couple of drinks first, and then we're going to have to wait about 15 minutes, I believe, after the time that I stop before we can take a breathalyzer test that will be reflective of the alcohol content in my bloodstream, I guess. We have to wait about 15 minutes. So we'll do the first one in about a half an hour. And if Bill Phillips has got my first drink ready. Do you have it ready, Bill? Bill is acting as bartender. Is Bill even listening? What have you been drinking? have you got my first one ready here?
I've got to get some water.
You got to get some water. On the bubbler outside there?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're waiting.
Okay.
Right now. All set to go. Corporal Yates is here. What can you tell us about what's going to happen to me? Can you kind of slide over towards this microphone here? What's going to happen to me in like the first 15 minutes if we try to do like three shots, three drinks?
Well, not very much with three shots. You probably won't see any change in you at all. But as you continue to drink and you continue to get alcohol into your bloodstream, then you'll see probably a remarkable change in yourself.
Okay, now, so we're going to have, 60 minutes in an hour. If we're going to do two 15-minute periods of not being able to drink, I'll drink for 15, wait 15, drink some more, wait 15, et cetera, right?
That's right.
Okay, so we'll try to do three shots every 15 minutes. We're going to do them in 1 ounce shots. You ready, Bill?
1 ounce.
Mix it! I'm drinking Chivas Regal because Bill's paying for it, and he's a big spender. And we're going to do it with just enough water to keep me going. All right, that's good. That's fine. No sense in ruining it with too much water. Now, this is for real, folks. This is not a put-on. This is absolutely real. 7 o'clock in the morning, and I'm drinking to get drunk. Now, well, I'm not going to guzzle it, but I think I'm going to take one good-size, healthy swig during every break, and maybe I'll cheat and take a couple while the records are playing, too. Who knows? Wait and see. That's Captain and Tennille. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, TGIF.
During the Pace Slack sale of the century.
Oh, yes, and Pace will be open Monday, Memorial Day.
W-R-O-V.
We find out the last names of my lovely nurses, Shell Perkins and Wanda Bratton. And Shell said under no circumstances is she going to make one utterance during the entire duration of this. Would you talk? Wanda doesn't talk either. You could at least shake your head fast enough so that the wind would be picked up. Wanda's going to take my blood pressure before we get too far here. What is this called? Just say that. What do you call this machine?
Sphygmomanometer.
Sphygmomanometer. I'd have fun saying that at about 9:15. Okay, do whatever you got to do before I take another drink here. Wanda's taking my blood pressure because evidently there is, most definitely as one gets drunk, a change in blood pressure, and we got to have a starting off point. And I've only had one little sip so far. Ooh, Wanda, you do that so well, and it feels so nice. Woo! Sphygmomanometer. That's not my blood, is it? No, it couldn't be because you didn't take any. Testing 1, 2. She can't hear. She's got wait, stethoscope. Is that what you call that?
Mm-hmm.
140 over 80. Is that good? Is that normal? I'm not in any... No, okay. No problems at this point. 140 over 80. We'll see how that changes. 13 after 7 o'clock in the morning. Here goes slug number 2. Chevis in the morning. Fantastic stuff. Paul McCartney and Wings. Listen to what the man said. Paul McCartney and Wings. I'll drink to that. In fact, here we go. Listen to what the man said. That kills drink number 1 now. I'm going to try to get 2 or 3 in before we take the first test. It's 16 after 7 o'clock in the morning. Rob O'Brady getting drunk this morning to hopefully show you what's going to happen to you if you drink and drive this weekend or any time, any day. You have 365 every year that you can go out and do this if you're that silly. It's 16 after 7.
Today and tomorrow.
No weather.
Brought to you this morning by New Bank, 22 West Church Ave, downtown.
22 West Church Avenue, member FDIC.
Oh, New Bank weather, hazy and warm today and tomorrow with highs near 90. Tonight's low about 66, 10% perhaps of rain over the next 24-hour period. And it's 68 this morning. The weather is a service of New Bank, open 9 till 5, Monday through Thursday, Fridays till 6, and Saturday mornings, 9 till noon. Spring fix-up time is here, gang, and New Bank has home improvement loans available for you. New Bank is there when you need them. Call 342-1811 today and check out their home improvement loans. This is the beginning of number 2, and I don't think I've ever drank at this time of the day before, other than perhaps being at the beach where beer goes down oh so nicely for breakfast. But other than that, I normally don't imbibe at this time of the day. Good stuff. I have a jar on yet. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Loving You Girl is so damn easy. Chicago. Loving You Girl is so damn easy. That's one of the finest lines in any song I've ever heard in my entire 9-year career on the radio. Never before, though, in the last 9 years, have I intentionally gotten drunk, or have I gotten drunk, period? Or for that matter, except maybe at Christmas time when everybody has a little champagne at work. Have I ever even drank on the radio? Nothing ever stronger than Mr. Pibb. I thought I'd fit that in since the balloon was here. 86 proof scotch. It's good stuff, too. At Chevis Regal on Commonwealth Corvette Club provided the beverage of the morning. We ran out of coffee, so it's 23 after 7 o'clock.
Here's a net
to 17 Williamson Road.
It's 25 after 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm grinning. I don't know if that's got anything to do with anything. I'm going to read sports here. Bill. That's the end of number two. And Bill mix up number three while I... in American League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers over the Brewers 6-0. The Angels down the Red Sox 6-3. It was the White Sox over the Orioles 2-1. In National League play, Pirates down the Padres 4-2, and it was the Dodgers over the Cubs 8-3. In the NBA Finals tonight, Washington and Golden State tangle out on the West Coast, with Golden State leading that best of seven, 2-0. The NHL playoffs last night, Buffalo defeated Philadelphia 4-2, and that series is now tied at 2 games apiece. Sunday afternoon, contest 5, the Sabres play the Flyers in the Spectrum. In the ABA playoffs last night, Kentucky the winner over Indiana 110-105. The Colonels win that best of seven championship series, 4-1. That's about it, sports. 25 after 7 o'clock. And thank goodness it's Friday. It is Friday. What is the date today? May 23rd. I may not remember that in a half an hour, but then again, I don't even know if I'll know my name in a half an hour. This is Major Harris, and I don't know what this has to do with anything, but love won't let me win. It's easy or what? 7:29 now. 29 after 7 o'clock. It's Friday morning. It's going to be nice today. Hazy and warm. 10% chance of rain and a high today near 90. Already up to 68 degrees. And it looks like the sun's trying to break through the cloud cover that we're going through right now. Down to the beach this weekend. Partly cloudy and warm today, tomorrow and Sunday, with highs about 86 all weekend long. And some slight chance of afternoon showers, but not too much to worry about. Should be a good Memorial Day weekend. I'm in the process of drinking scotch in an effort to show to you what happens when one gets drunk and how much control is actually lost. And maybe you'll be able to apply this to what you do socially, party-wise, before you get out behind the wheel this weekend. We really hope that you're going to get your act together. 50% of all accidents any weekend, any day of any year, are 50% are alcohol-related. And that increases tremendously over a big three-day holiday weekend like we're beginning here. But it's still about 50%. That's a whole lot of people that are dead for no reason. 7:30 in the morning. I don't have to drive today, so I don't have to worry about it. I just have to push all the right buttons at the right time. It's 7:30.
$1.75.
Hey, the bus strike is still on, as you probably know, and the schools are operating on the same system that they have been the last couple of days. There's no change today. There was a change yesterday where Woodrow Wilson, instead of being 2 hours late, returned back to normal. And as far as we know, that's on again today. In the city school system today for lunch, ta-da-ta-da, it's a frankfurter on a bun with chili sauce, mashed buds, green beans, gelatin with fruit and milk. In the county, they're having basically the same thing, but there they call it a hot dog on a bun. And a couple of extra added condiments, chili, mustard and onion, baked beans, buttered greens, Jell-O and milk. And the Catholic kids today are having, today is, we're here, fish, salad, and peaches. You should know it's fish on Friday. They normally do have something like that, along with salad and peaches. It's 7:32 in the morning. Bob Gilhooly is one of my guests this morning, and Bob is from the Detoxification Center of the Mental Health Department and TAP. Who exactly is the kind of overseer of what you do?
Mental health services.
Okay, what is it that you do, Bob?
Well, I supervise and direct an alcohol detoxification along with a rehabilitation center on Shenandoah Avenue.
What is it that you would do if what I'm doing this morning and where this leads me was the kind of thing that was a problem, like it was an everyday event with me?
Well, you'd be referred to us either through the courts if you were arrested or through the Division of Alcohol Services. And if you were in need of detoxification, you would be medically detoxified. And if you were willing and able, we would go through a 25 to 30-day rehabilitation program.
And that hopefully would get me on the right track.
Hopefully. It had to do it yourself, most of it, really.
What's the best way to detoxify? Is it straight drying out? Cold turkey, I guess they call it?
Oh, no. No, we use medical supervision, use of drugs if you need them.
Son of a gun. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. Corporal Yates from the police department, who is a registered operator of the breathalyzer and for 16 years did exactly that and is now in a teaching capacity. Two very close friends of mine, nurses, registered nurses from community are here, Shel Perkins and Wanda Bratton, and they've been taking my blood pressure periodically with a sphig How's it? Sphygmomanometer. That's the blood pressure gauge machine. Bill Phillips is here from the Commonwealth Corvette Club. They're the ones who are kind of sponsoring the entire show here, and they provided the alcohol, and Bill is also providing the ride home later on today. I will not drive. Bad time to be in love. 24 before 8 o'clock in the morning. What we're going to do here is I'm going to finish my third drink now, and we're going to try to get another in before the 8 minutes or the 10 minute of 8 newscast. Okay, and then we're going to take the first breathalyzer test at about 5 after, because we do have to wait about a 15-minute period, because any residual alcohol, if I'm saying exactly what you said, is that a quote? Residual alcohol would affect the reading on the breathalyzer. Is there a name like sphygmomanometer that I won't be able to say in a couple of minutes for that machine? There's no name other than breathalyzer. Okay, that's easy enough to say. It's 23 before 8 o'clock. Hi. All right, it's 21 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're beginning number 4 here. This is really a weird time to drink. I want to tell everybody here, I'm already beginning to feel a bit of a glow. It's a little bit earlier than I normally begin my consumption of alcohol. It's 21 before 8 o'clock in the morning, and I got a half a jar on already. 21 before 8, TGIF. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a week. That's Council Family. Funny thing happened to them on the way to Hollywood to try out for the parts of the Partridge Family show, which was actually inspired by their success as a family. It was the mother, the daughter, and 3 or 4 or 5 sons, and the father was the manager of the group. And they tried out for the parts of the Partridge Family show, which their success inspired, and they weren't good enough. That's what they were told in Hollywood. 19 before 8.
The Virginia office. Member FDIC.
17 before 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, do I smoke a lot when I'm drinking or what? This is about the 5th cigarette since 7 o'clock. It's awful. And my fourth drink is scotch. We're doing these in measured ounces, right, Bill? So at the end of this, which hopefully will be, I'll finish it between now and the beginning of Mark's newscast, that'll be 4 ounces of alcohol. So I should be about halfway to the point. No, I won't be halfway to the point. Well, as far as, you said it'd take between 8 and 9 ounces. So as far as what I have to consume in order for the meter to... So we'll be almost halfway there. You have one of the prettiest mouths. I'm looking at Wanda Bratton, who is here. She took my blood pressure before. It was 80 over 140 or 140 over 80. Will you tell me while this record is on what that means? Because I've never understood that. All right, will you do that?
I will be medically trained before this program is over.
It's 16 before 8, and this is Superflu. Herbie Man, you ready?
Hi, Jack, you love me.
Herbie Man at ROV. 16? No, it's not either. This could be the start of something good. It's 14. 14 before 8. This during Dabney's first Michelin sale. Dabney Tire Company, home of the sweet ride, 3110 Williamson Road. It's about 12 before 8. That, ladies and gentlemen, concludes drink number 4. We'll do a breathalyzer just past 8.
Brambleton.
Roanoke weather, hazy, man, and warm today and tomorrow with highs near 90. Tonight's low 66, 10% chance of rain over the next 24 hours. It's 69 degrees and sunny. 8 o'clock.
I can give a good vibration when I put my mind on you. I can get a real sensation, feel like I'm naturally stoned.
Coincidence that I'm playing Naturally Stone this morning, but I'll tell you, there's a good glow about my very features. My cheeks are warm, and there ain't nothing natural about this high at all. It's 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. I'm going to run some ads, and I normally don't tell you that, so this must be having some effect. I normally don't say that I'm going to run some ads, because that wouldn't mean that you change the station, but I don't want you to change the station or play chicken bass either, because we're going to do a breathalyzer test that I've never been involved with before, and Corporal Yates from the Roanoke City Police Department and a registered breathalyzer operator is here, and we're going to have one of my friends, nurses, either Shell or Wanda, take my blood pressure and see if there's any change from an hour ago when they took it. And And that'll be in just a second here. It's 8:03. So,
I'll carry you from Route 11. I'll other shuffle. Deal, deals.
It's 4 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Before I take a breathalyzer, the boss is on the phone. Bart Prater, how are you this morning?
Well, it sounds like I'm not nearly as good as you are at this point.
I'm feeling fine.
Are you really? A little buzz on yet?
Yeah, most definitely.
How many ounces of alcohol so far?
So far, Bart, we've done 4. And in just a second here, as soon as we get off the line, we're going to take the breathalyzer test and see what happens.
Weren't we informed that was about halfway to being legally drunk? You're nearly at the halfway mark now.
Well, not what will register on the breathalyzer. The way I understand it from Corporal Yates, because it hasn't been absorbed into my bloodstream yet. But as far as content is concerned, about 8 to 9 ounces, considering my size and weight and the fact that I had a big breakfast this morning.
But of course, the object of this whole experiment is to impress upon the folks what alcohol can do for your motor reflexes, your driving. Listen, I want to put you through a little test, Rob.
Okay.
All right? I want to test your memory, and I want to test your motor reflexes, I want to test your speech. I want to say a couple of phrases, and I want you to repeat them. All right?
I think I'll give it a try.
Are you game for that?
I am game for anything, by.
Okay, how about she sells seashells down by the seashore?
She sells seashells. She sells seashells down by the seashore. She sells seashells down by the seashore. How about the one I told you?
No, let's hear this one again.
She sits and shines and shines and sits.
No, we won't try that one.
You try that one, Bart.
you got through it. Okay? How about rubber baby buggy bumpers?
Rubber baby buggy bumpers. 4 times fast. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. All right. I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay? Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers. Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
All right. That's better than I could do. Now, I just got out of the shower. Okay. One final one. A simple one, okay?
Okay.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickle peppers.
Peter Piper... Wait a minute. Let me think now. This takes a second, Bart.
Yeah, this is memory. You're not reading this.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Very good, Rob. I'll
Peter
check
Piper
again
picked
later.
A peck of pickled peppers.
You have to get on with your...
How many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick a peck of?
You're doing better. I couldn't even remember the whole thing.
Well, I can't remember the whole thing either, but I make them up as I go along, Bart.
Good luck, Rob. I'll see you in a minute, all right?
You're going to be in a little bit later on in case things get a little bit too difficult for me here, right?
Just out of the shower in my shorts, Rob.
In your shorts, Bart?
Yes. Give me time to put my jeans on, and I'll be right down, all right?
Okay, man.
All right, man. Bye-bye.
Far out. Okay, now we're going to take the breathalyzer test. That was Bart Prater, my boss and program director. And what have I got to do, Corporal Yates?
Okay, just lean over here and take this mouthpiece and blow into this thing as long as you can. I want you just to empty your lungs into it. Doesn't make any difference how hard you blow.
You're going to get a lot of smoke here, too.
It's not going to bother. Just blow as long as you can. Doesn't make any difference how hard, but just blow as long as you can.
Oh.
Don't swallow the mouthpiece now. That's good.
I feel like I just walked the 15 miles for the March of Dimes. Okay, now we have to wait a couple of minutes before we get a reading here?
Okay, it'll take about a minute, 30 seconds to analyze.
Okay, now I'm going to play another record. We're going to come back and we're going to find out what the breathalyzer says for this time. Plus, we're going to take my blood pressure again, and then I will start drink number 5. That's what I'm going to do, is start drink number 5. And you probably think this is very easy, and it really is, because I've been pushing these buttons for years now. And if I come back tomorrow...
The Channel 15 auction, join the red one, where the auction is.
At Brambleton Car Wash, washing your car from top to white walls is their main business with the most modern equipment in town. Only $1.79, even less with a fill-up of Gulf gasoline at Brambleton Car Wash, 3306 Brambleton.
It's 14 after 8 o'clock in the morning. Corporal Yates, did you read the machine yet?
500%.
Now, what does that mean specifically? Move over just a little bit.
Okay, at 500%, that means that you have 5 milligrams of alcohol circulating in your bloodstream for every 100 milliliters of blood.
In layman's language, does that mean that we're well on the way?
Or what? That means you're halfway on the way.
Okay, now is this about average, do you think, for 4 ounces?
For your body weight, you're right on the average.
Okay, so we're halfway there, and I'm going to, we're going to have to drink for a couple of minutes and then wait for 15 minutes, and we should be able to do 5, 6, and 7, numbers 5, 6, and 7 over the next couple of minutes. So hang on as I proceed to get a better glow on than I've got going already. It's 8:15 in the morning. Friday is here, and Rob is showing you what happens when you drink. You haven't got very much in the way of timing. What an attitude, I tell you. That's the finest looking attitude I've seen this morning. It's 19 minutes after 8 o'clock. WROV's Rob, in the process of consuming ounce and drink number 5, we're drinking Chivas Regal this morning, is provided by the Commonwealth Corvette Club, the overall sponsor of our drinking promotion here. And hopefully we'll be able to still be talking, yet be drunk enough that you might realize what could happen to you if you drive when you feel the way I feel this morning. It's 19 after 8. Maine and Salem. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Shell, you just took my blood pressure. And what was it? 132 over 74. As opposed to the last time when Wanda took it just before I started, and it was 140 over 80. Now it's gone down. Does that mean anything? Is that any kind of a serious reading, or it's not indicative of anything in particular? Alcohol is a depressant, which I heard some of the people here talking about, and that seems to be one of the harder things to convince people of. But my blood pressure has, in fact, gone down noticeably, and I do have a glow on. 21 after 8.
Friday weather!
It will be, if it knows what's good for it anyway. Hazy and warm today and tomorrow with highs near 90. Tonight's low 66, 10% perhaps of rain over the next 24 hours. It's up to 71 and sunny in the morning. Leslie Gore, and maybe I know that he's been cheating. 24 after 8 o'clock in the morning, WROV's Rob.
Century.
Oh, and yes, Pace will be open Monday, Memorial Day.
Our next double.
At my breathalyzer reading, I was 0.05% of alcohol in my bloodstream. 9 or 10. 10 is the legal limits. At that point, you can be arrested for driving while intoxicated. Now, I'm a little better than halfway there. And beginning drink number 6 now. During the course of the week, I was looking at Broadcasting Magazine, and there is an ad that appeared on one of the pages, a full-page ad for the Storer Broadcasting Company, and they own radio stations in major markets all over the country. And it says in big, bold letters, a lot of teenagers are dying for a drink. And it goes on to explain exactly what they mean. Today, there's some 9 million Americans that are considered alcoholics, and alcohol is the cause of about half of all traffic fatalities. Now, here's something kind of interesting, and this is quite correct, because I've checked this out. 74% of today's high school students drink. That's nearly double what it was just 4 years ago. And an incredible number are alcoholics. 450,000 between 10 and 19 years of age. That's pretty sad. For almost 500,000 kids between 10 and 19 years of age. Most aren't even old enough in any state in the union. But between 10 and 19, almost 500,000 kids are alcoholics. 29 after 8 o'clock in the morning, Rob O'Brady progressively getting faced, as we say in New England, where I'm from. And it's all legal. It's under the auspices of the Commonwealth Corvette Club. And we have an officer of the law here who is operating the breathalyzer test. And we have a couple of nurses in case I pass out. They've also brought some aspirins, I understand. Bob Gilhooly is here from the Mental Health Society. He's in charge of the Detoxification Center. And I feel pretty good, man. It's 8:30.
Just a
You don't have anything to say. Bart Prater just arrived. He doesn't know if I can make it till 10 o'clock. You have no faith in me, Bart. Say hello. Say hello to the folks. You're normally not on at this time of the day, sir.
No, this is early. I'm not normally up this early.
You did know there was an 8:30 a.m.
No.
Oh,
no,
well,
it is early, isn't it?
Every day, new schedule.
I'm an eye person. No, I thought it.
You, look at you. See
I thought
me every
it best
day.
To come down. Yeah.
You see me.
You're a little red
day.
In the face today.
That's what I was going to ask you. Do
yeah.
I look any different?
You look a little red in the face, and let me see your eyes. Look straight at me here. Yeah. Now your eyes don't look too much different than normal.
They're always this red, right?
But you're a little red in the face. Now your eyes are not. It's your face, I think, that's red.
I feel a glow.
Yeah. Well, you look like you're glowing.
Earlier,
but I thought it best to come down in case
TV
you need
lights
assistance.
Were on, I could feel the heat. I really could. No two ways about it.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers, Rob.
Rubber baby buggy
that's
bumpers.
That's very good. You get a cookie.
You try She Sits and Shines and Shines
no,
and
we're
sits.
Not going to say that one. Now, listen, we're not going to mess with that one, Rob.
You have no faith
wouldn't
in
wouldn't touch that with a fork.
Killer Queen and Queen at ROV. 25 before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Tonight it's
special holiday value.
23 before 8 o'clock in the morning. My blood pressure has gone down. And the last breathalyzer test shortly after 8 read 0.05%, about halfway to being legally drunk. Which is where I'll be in just moments, I'm sure. Under the boardwalk and totally out of control. 20 minutes before 9. And right now. Okay, I haven't said this. I've been on the radio this morning for 2 hours and 40 minutes, and I have not given today's color for O'Brady's Ladies once. And I normally do that, like, by 6:15. And today's color, Wanda Shell are here in their whites. Gotta be white. I mean, really. For my benefit, they wore whites, because I have a penchant for girls in whites. I'm really impressed by girls who wear whites. And the two that are here are worth being impressed by. It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. I am almost at the conclusion. In fact, let's cancel the almost. of number 7. Will, start number 8, because we want to get this done before 10 minutes of 9, before Mark begins his newscast. So shortly after 9, we can take another breathalyzer test and see at what point I am. And I want to tell you what point I am. It was 20 before 9. Remember how just moments ago it was 20 before 9. It's now 19 before 9 because I wasted a minute.
Today,
$100. This is your chance to really save on a super pickup at Mazda Roanoke, 3527 Melrose Avenue. It's 18 before 9 o'clock in the morning, something that I really wanted to pass on to you. On this very date, May 23rd, in 1788, South Carolina became the ace state. So those of you listening this morning in South Carolina have reason to rejoice and have a belt of scotch with me. I now begin drink number 8. Linda Ronstadt in town tonight. I make it Stief today. Stief, as we say, on Hungry Hill in Springfield, Mass. Very Irish section. Stiefing. However, I will be there to see Linda Ronstadt tonight. There's no way I could miss that lady. It's 9:15 in the morning. Rob O'Brady, well on the way to being legally drunk. And I can't see what I'm saying because my tongue got in front of my eye tooth. Right while I'm on the air here, what is this, number 8? We got to have most of this consumed within moments. I have a new forecast here, and it doesn't look nearly as good as the last one I read to you. However, I don't make them up, folks. I just read them. Showers or thunder showers this morning and partly cloudy this afternoon and tomorrow with highs of 89 and a low tonight of 65. This morning already up to 75 degrees. Cloudy sky. He said, smiling. Showers or thunder showers this morning, then partly cloudy this afternoon and tomorrow with highs of 89. I'll sleep through it all. Low tonight, 65. 10% chance of rain by this afternoon, 10 tonight and tomorrow. It's 75 and sunny at 9 o'clock. It seems to me, as my memory recollects, that that's Jackson Browne and Doctor My Eyes. How did all these songs about doctors and losing control and things like that get into my oldies deck this morning? Somebody's out to get me. It's 9:03 in the morning, and in just a moment, I'm going to take the second breathalyzer of my entire life. The first was about an hour ago, and it read 0.05%, which is exactly half of what your breathalyzer has to read. I'm having a problem talking, folks. I really am. Of what legally constitutes a drunken driver in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We're going to take a second one in a minute, and I've had two blood pressure tests from the sphygmomanometer. I never really had phonics in school. I was ahead of all that, but the girls were on the other side of the room. Sphygmomanometer, that's the blood pressure gauge. Sphygmomanometer. I said it once. You can't expect miracles at this time of the day. It's 4 minutes after 9 o'clock, and I don't know how I sound. Everybody says that I've got a bit of a red in my cheeks, but I'm really wired. I really am. I'm well on the way. I'll tell you, I'm going to push the button here and see if...
If you can afford dinner...
I see.
Well, things are starting to fall. I'm going to take a second breathalyzer test now, and I'm going to do the thing. You got to blow into this machine, and it takes about a minute and a half for the reading to take effect. So we'll take the test now, and we'll be able to have a reading in a minute. That's something you normally don't hear me do, Bart. Move the mic. You probably can't hear it because you don't have earphones on. Now, the idea of this, again, Corporal Yates, is to blow as hard, or not as hard, but as long.
Just as long as you can.
Okay, now the last reading was 0.05%.
0.05%.
That put me about halfway there.
About halfway.
What is your guess? Or do you make those kind of guesses?
I'll guess you at about a 9.
10 is legally drunk.
10 is legally drunk because you haven't absorbed it all yet.
How long is it going
to
take?
All right, in about another half hour to 45 minutes, you should have all of that booze in your bloodstream, and you'll continue to go up as you continue to absorb.
Okay, and Wanda, in just a second here, is going to take another blood pressure test on the sphygmomanometer. How'd you know the word? How'd you know that word?
I had it taken on the air once.
I'm going to... What? Hang on, I got to do some here.
That's good. Don't swallow it.
Don't call me long-winded for nothing. think it's easy. I just can't believe that I'm actually here. And still talking. And somebody just said a couple of minutes ago, you're really getting paid for this, aren't you? You're still on the clock. This is Alice Cooper.
Man got his woman to take his seat.
ROV, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning. The clock is a lot further away than it ever looked before, and I sit in about the same place every day. We're going to start drink number 9 in just moments, and before I start number 9, we're going to be back to check with Corporal Yates and see what the last breathalyzer test showed, and we'll also to try desperately to talk to Wanda, who doesn't want to talk on the air, but she's going to nod at the right times if I get the right answers, and tell me where my blood pressure reading is at this point. We've been having fun all summer long. It's 13 after 9. Wanda and Jill, the only reason that I got them here was because I promised they would not have to talk on the radio. So she just took my blood pressure reading again. The first time, just before we started, was 140 over 80. Okay, the second, an hour ago, was 132 over 74. The last reading was 120 over 68. Now, you said that that is not a danger zone, but it's most definitely gone down. Does that mean anything? It's alcohol is a depressant. Now, we knew that before. However, that's the kind of thing that people don't believe. Is that correct, Sergeant Yates?
That's right.
People just don't want to believe that
alcohol... They don't want to believe it depresses you, but it certainly does.
Did you read the machine after my last test?
Yes, Rob. Right now, you're at a 0.1% exactly, which under the laws of the state of Virginia, you would be presumed to be under the influence.
Congratulations, Rob.
And I'm still sitting here and still pushing the correct buttons on occasion. I don't remember my name anymore. But, well, I'm going to keep going for a while. In fact, I've got another 40-some-odd minutes on the air. So we're going to do... what did we do, Bill? So far, we did 8.
You're on 9.
We're on 9 now. Yeah. We already finished 8, and we just started 9, and we're going to do a couple more and get another breathalyzer test in before...
Oh, Rob.
Wait a minute.
Rob,
testing 1-2.
I want you to read this right here.
You want me to Mark Prater is...
You're legally drunk now. Let's see if you can read what I type. Little message here.
Do I have to say it quickly or just say it?
Well, just read it.
She sells seashells down by the seashore where Peter Piper picks pecks of pickled peppers and packs patiently patterned... What?
Go ahead.
My voice just went there a little bit, bro. Not only does your pleasure get down. She sells seashells down by the seashore where Peter Piper picks pecks of pickled peppers and packs patiently patterned packages of rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Very good, Rob.
Play
the record, Rob.
I'm going to do this again, or we're not going to leave, and we're going to stay here until I get it right. She sells seashells down by the seashore where Peter Piper picks pecks of pickled peppers and packs patiently patterned packages of rubber baby buggy bumpers. I don't believe that. You wait another 10 minutes, because I'm going to suck up a couple here very quickly and see what about 9 or 10. A little bit over the limits of legally drunk makes me sound. Ah! In a business, what you just heard is called dead air. You didn't hire me because I allow for dead air, Bart, do you? He's standing over in the car going, This is the very end of number 10. At this point in time, if you've just joined us, I've already passed the point where I could be picked up, arrested, and convicted of being legally drunk. 0.01% of alcohol in your bloodstream, a la the breathalyzer test, constitutes legal drunkenness, or at least under the influence.
You're getting a little sloppy on the board now.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because while the record was on, the VU meters, so folks at home don't know what those are, little meters in front of us that were supposed to keep more or less centered. You had them pegged all the way over. You don't normally do that, because I watch. And then you had some dead air. So I think you're starting to go a little bit with the board, Bob. But I'm here. If you pass the point of no return.
Okay. Let's see if I can still push the buttons for the ads here, because the people are still paying the same amount of money as normal to advertise their products.
This week, Kroger's...
Okay. Okay, Bart just told you that I was doing something on the air that I normally don't do, and it's obviously because I am, well, on the way to being under the influence. I'm going to do something else, intentionally. We don't normally play records. Most of the songs that we play are on cartridge, and we doctor the music and the like. However, there are times when we are put in a position of playing records, normally when we're talking about oldies or album cuts, and we do a little thing that anybody learns in radio school. It's called cueing a record, putting a record on the turntable and getting the music set up so that as soon as you hit the button, it's all set to go. The part that you do never hear, you do not ever hear on the radio, is the cueing process. That's done on the cue system, which is not an on-the-air function. Howsomever, because I am half-faced here, we're going to do it on the radio. It's too bad this isn't TV, because I am just so facially dramatic. You ready? This is the part you don't hear. Hear that? That's the very beginning of the record. Now, normally you wouldn't hear that on the air. However, when I said 923, and these are the Mojo Men, the record would come right in. Little secret there for those of you who want to be disc jockey someday and get drunk on your very own radio show. Mojo Men! Sit down. I think I love you, but I can't find my earphones. Wait a minute. Let me plug them in. There. I can hear myself now. Sit down. I think I love you. Anyway. You stay here for another couple of minutes, and I will make a try. Bill Phillips just mixed another drink. We're going to talk to Bill in a second. Bill and I got together this morning at about 20 minutes of 5, and we went out and had breakfast, and Bill is from the Commonwealth Corvette Club, and they're the ones that are sponsoring this entire thing. And I was in pretty good shape this morning when Bill and I first got together. It's not even 4 hours later, and I'm well on the way. It's 26 after 9 o'clock in the morning.
Is that right? Did I read the clock right?
I'm supposed to give a digital time check. That's the way we do it around here.
It's 9:26, man, and I feel A-okay.
Our next WRO-75.
I should have another ad here ready, but...
Uh-oh.
How much are they paying for this, I wonder? Bank of Virginia. We got to have the Bank of Virginia ad.
Well, it looks like I'm starting to have to help you a little, Robbie. Here it is.
Bart, I... You've known me for a long time,
long time,
and you see me every day of the week, right? We get together every day, and we exchange ideas and talk. And what do you think, man?
I think you're a little gone, Rob. Some of the things... No,
you want a sip, honey?
I don't even... No. I better not do that, Rob.
Why?
We're not here for a social event.
Oh. I forget these things.
No, we're here to stress to the folks at home what alcohol can do for your brain. You know, like right now, for instance, you're red in the face. I notice that your control of the control board is not quite what it used to be. You're violating some of the basic principles of disc jockeying here with the way you run. And of course, you just came up.
Exactly what do you mean?
Your levels are not good. The levels are not good. The VU meters are going all over the place. The levels are not good. There's been some dead air. Rob normally does a little thing when he plays an oldie. He'll take the record shock in his left hand, right hand, right? In his right hand, take the record in his left hand, throw the record up in the air and catch it in the shock.
Nobody knows what you mean by record shock, so...
That's the paper that covers the record. You know, the sleeve, if you want to call it that. And he throws the record up and catches it in the sleeve, and he's missed every time this morning. I've never seen him miss before in an entire year. This is the first time we've ever missed. And you came up to this these commercials here, a spot cluster. We run our commercials in groups of two or three.
We're halfway through one.
And you only had one commercial lined up and ready to go, and you had to ask me to find the other. And that's something, you know, normally I'm not here in the morning. And obviously you always have the machines all loaded, the cartridge machines, and you didn't have it loaded this time, and I had to help you out.
What do you think?
So I think you're slowing down. I don't know how much longer you're going to be able to hang in here. I'm willing to step back and let you go for a while more. But I really can see some serious impairment.
Now, what are you going to do when I get to the point that you don't think I can go any further?
We're going to tie you up and put you in the back room.
Now, you're going to take me off the air, aren't you?
If it comes to that, yeah. If it comes to that, though.
I don't want you to take me off the air. You've never had to do that before.
I've never had to do that, no.
I'd be really sad if you had to do that.
You might be, but you'd be sadder if you stayed and violated many serious rules.
It's a good thing I don't have to drive.
You don't have to drive. Now, let's point that out. Because,
can I tell you something?
Bill of the Commonwealth Corvette Club is going to take you home today, because we're not going to let Rob get in a car in the condition that he's in.
Bill's already taken my keys. In fact, I had enough sense.
Yeah.
There's some friends of mine in town, people by the name of Chuck and Spike, and we're not going to mention where they're from, but... If they're listening, they know what I mean, and they can sit there and nod their heads.
and Paul Ripley, who have been in a position of having to take my keys away before. And you're doing that basic thing, except I already gave them up.
Well,
you
got
to take them away from Bill.
We got to run a cup. See, another thing
we're
is
really
that we're getting late here. We're running very, very late. See, but you better play. Can you hit that button over there?
Did you notice? Did you notice that I have not written one time in since we started this hour?
Ah, all right. We better hit the button. Can you do that?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Here goes my left arm.
Right.
Say, say when. Say
now, when. When.
Now.
When.
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 Is anything like when and now the same?
Very close, Rob. Hit the button.
Okay, wait a minute.
Okay.
No. I'm just kidding.
Okay, sure you are.
I can do this as soon as you say when. So let's be really tight here,
all right,
and we'll show the folks that...
How quick your reflexes are.
A matter of
microseconds.
How quick are my reflexes?
When I say when, you hit the button, right?
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
When?
I hit that one right on time bar. You know, I can't do everything, man. You know. It's 29 before 10.
She comes down.
I think. Water. Bill, what? Come over here. We haven't talked to you yet. Let me turn on the microphone.
All right.
What drink am I starting? Number what?
That's 14. We started on 14
and
right now.
You have been very, very consciously measuring every drink, right?
Right. 1 ounce per drink.
So this is like the beginning of the 14th ounce.
That's right.
You saw me this morning for the first time at 4:30, 25 of 5.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, you looked pretty good then, but it's obvious now.
My eyes are smiling. My ears smiling.
Your eyes are closing just a little.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's obvious.
It's tough to convince anybody of this just by saying it, but there's no way that I should still be on the radio. I'm sorry. Man.
What?
No, I want to hang on, Bart. My regular show goes till 10 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
And I can still push the buttons, but
I push them a little slower now.
But Bill knows me pretty well. We've been friends for a while, and we got together for breakfast this morning. I had a couple of burgers and some potatoes and coffee, and we smoked a couple of cigarettes together, and I was in fine shape, right?
Right.
That's 3 hours ago, man.
Now, he's had 14 drinks, but I understand most of the alcohol hadn't had time to kick in yet. If he'd been drinking slower, like over the course of an evening, after 14 drinks, he would be much worse off than he is. You're not there yet. You're still climbing, Rob. On fuel, you've already taken off. And you're still filling up the tanks.
Is the Mr. Piblone still in town?
We're going to have to get him back. Let me see. Rob? You were going to make a mistake.
Wow.
This was not what...
I wasn't...
Should be running, Rob.
Now, Bart is here because we don't really know that I can...
Keep functioning,
Rob. Maybe...
My advertisers...
Yeah, you're here.
The people
not
that...
Here, you're here.
Oh, wait a minute.
We're behind.
Let me just say that the people that normally advertise on my show probably knew what was coming, and they did not... pull out. They didn't say, hey, you know, he's going to be screwed up and we're not going to advertise in the morning on his show Friday because he's going to be screwed up and he won't be able to talk. But none of these people did.
They're nice people.
They must have enough faith in me.
They do. They like you.
How far behind am I in my log?
You're about there. Well, you should have hit this at 26. And we're at 37. You're about 11 minutes behind.
As long as it's nothing serious.
That's serious. That's serious. Robbie, you think maybe I better try to catch up for you?
If you want to take me off the air, Bart, you can do that.
I want to see you play these commercials. Come on, you got it in you. Come on, Bart.
Come on,
Rob.
It's not a matter...
Come on, hit it.
It's not just a matter... Wait a minute. It's not just a matter of pushing the button. It's a matter of turning all the way around 180 degrees and in our cartridge rack, our commercial rack, finding the right ads. Are you going to let me do that?
Yeah, come on. Press that button right over there.
This one right here?
The white one.
If I do this right, will you let me stay in for another couple of minutes?
Oh, we'll see. Hit it.
Promise?
We'll see.
You sure?
Sounds like your mother. We'll see.
Recently.
We just took my blood pressure again, and it's gone up. Shell, I promised you faithfully.
128
already. Wait a minute now. Let me turn in your mic. Come back here. Please. Shell, if I was normal, I wouldn't ask you, but I never asked you a favor in my entire life. Come over here. We're good friends, and I'm asking you to do this for me, all right? You just took my blood pressure again. And what was it?
128 over 80.
That's up from, like, the last time. It was 120 over 68. What does that mean?
You're afraid you're going to lose your job.
Well, as long as it's nothing serious. Are you mad at me because I made you talk?
No, sugar.
Sugar. First time you ever said sugar to me, and I can't even capitalize. Bart.
Hey, all.
How come my earphones don't work? How come I can't hear anything in my earphones? Wait a minute. It's not because...
Turn on your ears. You don't have them on your ears.
I do.
You got one on.
It's right here. It's on my ear. Let me... Wait. Al Beckley is...
No, turn it off.
Oh.
There you go.
That'll do it every time.
Rob.
What do you think?
Old pal. We're
getting there, aren't we?
We're in trouble here.
Bill, what drink is this?
We're to the point now that I'm having to get all your commercials out and tell you when to push the buttons and all. So I think maybe you're about to hear.
No.
I think you're about to hear.
I think if you've got enough faith in me, I can do one more break.
One more break.
Bill, you're going to mix another drink, Bill.
What am I, best friend? You get to do one more break.
Bart, you know, we're good friends.
That's right.
Right. And I wouldn't tell you I could if I couldn't.
Okay, Rob.
But as long as you're right here, man.
Okay,
I got,
man. Play a record. Right?
Why don't you read the weather? We haven't talked about the weather. You want me to read it? Yeah, I'll only read it if you're going to... Somebody standing out there, see what the 9 o'clock temp was, because I have no idea in the whole world. Showers and thunder showers this morning, man, and partly cloudy this afternoon and tomorrow, with highs both days of 89. Low tonight, 65, 10% perhaps of rain this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow. What is it?
74.
74.
Play the record.
It's such a nice day.
Play the record. Last record for you, Rob.
Ever?
No, just...
Are you going to fire me?
No.
You won't fire me.
No, I won't.
How come somebody...
Scouts on her. Cross Martin.
How come somebody said that I got to play Stubborn Kind of Tough? What is it?
Rob, WRV Marvin Gaye, and Stubborn Kind of Fellas. Bart at 14 till 10, and Rob had to go to the little boy's room, and he's been back here for a while. He got up and said he would be back and asked me if I would sit down here and run this in case he didn't make it back in time. I think Rob is there. I think he's reached the point, but I think it's kind of interesting to note that he realizes that.
I'm back.
Here he is.
I'm
all
back.
Right. You want to sit on my lap?
No. This is the shortest record I ever heard in my life.
That was a short one.
Bill, I'm starting another one. How many is this?
That's 15.
Number 15.
15. 15 individual shots. I've had 15 drinks this morning. Have we got enough time to get all the ads in?
We're going to make it.
Let's talk about...
Let me do a couple of these now.
Yeah, do these.
Okay?
Tonight at the King...
Check Rand's big two-page ad in the Wednesday night and Thursday morning newspapers for more exciting details.
We're going to put Rob under a little test here. Rob, can you do that?
I think I can.
We want you to stand up. Stand up. You're standing. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Close your eyes. Spread his arms out and point to either side, right? Four fingers pointing up.
No, this is a test that's suggested by Corporal Yates.
Right.
Who was the city, I can say cop. You won't be mad, because I'm stiff. There's no two ways about it. He's a Roanoke cop and also a breathalyzer operator thing guy, him. What do I have to do?
Stand up. Okay, point your...
Standing I am.
Four fingers pointed up. You decide.
Shut my eyes.
Shut your eyes.
Shut my eyes.
I'll take your right hand and touch the tip of your nose and take your forehead.
Okay. How many times?
Now your left hand. Now your right hand.
See you.
Now your right hand. Okay.
Wait a minute.
How do you do on
you that? You changed that on me.
How do you do on that?
That wasn't fair.
Now let's just test your ability to concentrate. You
come on over here near the mic so we can
your ability to concentrate.
Concentrate.
I could do this all day long. Left, right.
He's doing
right,
pretty well. I didn't think I could
right
do that.
Okay, let me.
Wait, maybe we can't do this all day. Bill, how many is this?
That's 15.
Bart, I think that...
Huh?
I think...
You think what, Robert?
Would you give me a second?
Yeah.
I'm trying to express a thought to you, man.
All right.
You've been my boss and my compatriot.
Well, not now.
You're not even cooperating.
We're yes, I am, Robert.
Okay. Wait a minute. I think that since what's his name?
Hunter.
Guess what I almost said.
Dave, I know.
I tried to put his... Well, anyway.
Alias, as it were, in there.
Can I have the mic?
Yep, sure is.
Okay,
I get the mic now.
Sorry. Signal for who? Signal manometer. Wait a minute, I want to say something. The thing that I wanted to say was, we passed about half an hour or 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
The point that I was legally drunk, and I could be arrested. And I think that it would be interesting, since Dave's coming on within a couple of minutes, to we have to wait 15 minutes after I stop to take an effective breathalyzer and see in 15 minutes where I am right now and give her another report on Dave Hunter's show.
Good, let's do that.
How many ads did we lose?
We're going to make it. We didn't lose any ads. We're going to make it. I have it under control. But
you
it was nice. I didn't have to get mean or anything, because I'm not a mean person. I think also what we'd like to do, too, when Dave comes on a little bit after 10 o'clock, is maybe a review of the entire thing. I think Dave will give us a couple of minutes on his show, and we'll talk with Corporal Yates and Bob Gavalli of the Mental Health Services and the nurses and review how everything went down.
Boy, is it hot. I think I'll just go sleep and read.
Now showing at the Towers 2 Theater.
Watch it rock.
Can I strangle you?
7 till 10 at the Rock. And we're going to break for news and a couple things like that. And then we're going to come back. We're going to come back and talk a little more about this with Corporal Yates and Bob Gilholy and the nurses about that. But how you are, I know how you are. At this point, I'm in control, having to run the equipment and the commercials and all. 7 till 10, ROV with Herbie Mann.
And Melrose Avenue.
Gee, I want a Mr. Pibb. Showers or thunder showers this morning? Partly cloudy this afternoon and tomorrow. Highs of 89, lows tonight 65. Chance of rain 10. Rob's in the background.
Wait. What's the current temp?
It's 74.
I'll tell the folks the current temp.
All right, Rob.
It's what?
74.
It's 74 degrees. And sunny?
At what time?
With Dave Hunter?
Dave's going to be here in a minute. I'm going to stick around. I want to talk to a couple of people who were here this morning.
10 o'clock.
WRV and Mary Wells, it's my guy. Spark Prater for Dave Hunter for a couple of minutes. We want to review the Rob O'Brady alcohol test here in a second or two. It's 10:03. 10:05 at WRV with the Rob O'Brady alcohol test kind of winding down. The Rob is still winding up a little bit.
I'm still standing. First of all, what was the last, since we've been gone, we've done another blood pressure test.
Yeah, we need...
What did it show?
What was the result of it?
136
over 80. That means it's coming up. It's rising now. Your blood pressure is rising. It fell for a while. Corporal Yates, what does that mean?
Well, basically, when it started down, the alcohol was relaxing him. After he had his first four drinks, he was becoming more relaxed from a depressing effect of the alcohol. As the young lady said, it's not significant. The change, that much change in blood pressure is not significant.
But it's coming back up now. Bob Gilholy of the Mental Health Services, you have any observations? You and Rob were having a nice discussion about if Rob were like at the King's Inn in this kind of condition and needed to get home.
Well, what I was looking for really was a sense of omnipotence. You know, I can do it. Despite my condition, even realizing what his condition is, if I have to, I will. And that poses a whole lot of problems because, as Corporal Yates was saying, the involuntary muscle reaction, but when a man drives a car, he assimilates all sorts of sensory data and makes a judgment, a reasoned judgment on what he should do. At least takes split seconds. He may not have that time because his sensory mechanisms, sight particularly, are slowed down. And he may make the right decision too late to put on a brake, to speed up, to see a traffic light, to see a pedestrian. And everything else that makes driving difficult, say snow or rain or lowered visibility, will just be geometrically increased.
I mean, we have a universal professional opinion on your two parts that he should not be in a car right now.
No.
No way.
Nor for the next... hour, two, three.
That was a thing. Can I pull the mic over? I'm
pretty well gone.
Yeah, we know.
But nonetheless, while I was reading over the information that I had, it seemed to me that the amount of time that it takes for alcohol to get into your bloodstream and get you the way I am now is a whole lot quicker than the time it takes you to get it out of your bloodstream to the point that you can start to function again normally. And Bill, you just started to mix me my what? 16th?
17th.
17th. Who's counting? 17 shot. And so we're talking about 17 ounces. That's better than half of a fifth of alcohol that I have drank here this morning since we started at 7 o'clock. What do you think about that? The fact that I don't want to drive, you know? But if we were put in a situation where, like, I had to, I would try. I would really try to get myself home. And if I didn't have to, I wouldn't, but I'm not the first person to give up my keys, the keys to my car. What do you think about something like that?
I think you're a very sensible person, number one. Second, I wouldn't want to be on the road if you did decide to drive. Would you agree?
I agree. It wouldn't. There would be no question at all. Were I to stop you for some type of traffic check, there would be no question in my mind at all right now about placing you under arrest for driving on the influence. Back at 1000, when you were at 0.01%,
which
there may...
an hour ago.
That's right. An hour ago, maybe not. You would have been a little bit on the borderline. Depending on the outcome of the motor test and physical performance test that we would give you if you were a suspect.
All right, now let me ask you a question. An hour ago, I was still functioning. I operated all the equipment here. I ran a good portion of the ads until Bart had to take over. And it was at 10 after 9, about an hour ago, that I was legally drunk. How much farther did I have to go before you would have gotten really worried if
right,
you were
I
my father.
I would have been worried about you at 0.01%. Something that a lot of people don't realize is the fact that at very low levels of alcohol, or very low levels of blood alcohol concentration, that the first thing that alcohol starts to affect are the parts of the brain that are developed last, the parts of the brain that you develop through education and experience and this type of thing, which are judgment, morals, social values, this type of thing. And one of the basic things a person needs to operate an automobile is judgment. And your judgment is impaired at very, very low levels of alcohol. Now, you were performing a task of operating a control board over here, something that you do every day. And as you could see, as you continued to drink and you continued to absorb and your BAC went up, you started to slow down blood alcohol concentration. You started to slow down. And as Bart said, you were, what, about 11 minutes behind there at one point? So what if you were 11 minutes behind putting the brakes on an automobile?
Oh, it takes
that's pretty
one
rapid.
11th of a second.
That's pretty
sure.
Rapid.
10 minutes before you hit
the exit. Very good. Listen, we'll continue in a second. I got to do a couple ads here, and we'll come back. There's more to say.
Keep growing for me.
WRB, and we're back with the Rob O'Brady alcohol test. And if we can maybe pick up where we left off, it's 10-11.
I want to say something.
All right.
How many have I had, Bill?
16.
I've had 16 ounces of scotch. And was it 16 or 17?
I don't know.
You're supposed to remember these things.
16, yeah.
I think it was 16. I would like to do another one, and it's not that I'm getting a hard time, but people are, Corporal Yates and Bobby Gahuli are saying, no, don't. And why are you saying that?
I can't see any earthly reason why you want another one.
Because I like the taste of scotch. But I'm saying that, well, along. I'd like to do one more and then and do it real fast and in 15 minutes take another breathalyzer and see what happens.
I don't really think it would accomplish anything, Rob. Now, Corporal Yates and I were talking, and you're not as high as you're going to get from what you've had. I mean, all of it hadn't kicked in yet. You're going to continue to rise.
What does that mean?
That's true. For about the next hour, you're going to continue to absorb alcohol, and your blood alcohol concentration will continue to go up. It takes about anywhere from an hour to 90 minutes to absorb it all, and possibly you haven't absorbed all of the first 8 ounces
What happens if I stop right now and have another? Nothing else to drink for 60 minutes.
You'll continue. Your blood alcohol concentration will continue to go up until all of that residual alcohol is absorbed out of your stomach.
Let me ask you a couple questions, Cripple Gates. When would he be not? When would it not be dangerous for him to drive again? How long will he be driving?
All right. The average rate, of course, no two people are going to eliminate alcohol at the same rate. But on an average, he would eliminate from 1/2 ounce to 3/4 ounce per hour, and he's had 17 ounces. So it would take 8 or 9 hours for him to be, his blood to be completely void of alcohol.
You know, I got a pilot's license, and in my pilot's training, one entire chapter of the book dealt with alcohol. And, you know, they really stressed it. Things like, as far as I know, there are some drugs that can sober you up, but black coffee won't do it. Is that correct?
I don't know of any drug that will sober you up.
I think they said there was something that would aid in it, but black coffee, a lot of people think black coffee.
No, the only thing you do, the caffeine will stimulate some parts of the brain that the alcohol is depressed, but what you wind up with is a wide awake drunk. He's still drunk, he's just awake.
Yeah. But I thought there was a drug that it's not administered generally or anything, but under some situations, a doctor.
According to the pathologists and the and toxicologists in the state health department laboratories, there is no known drug that will speed up the rate of elimination, because about anywhere from 95% to 98% of the ingested alcohol has to be oxidized by the liver. All other means, perspiration, tears, urine, this type thing, only about from 2 to 5%. And there's no known way in any of the scientific material that I've read or discussed with anyone that there's no one knows any way to speed up that rate of elimination.
In the federal aviation regulations, it's against the law to fly a plane within 8 hours of consuming any alcohol. Do you think it might be a good idea to have a law similar to that for driving? Or that'd be pretty hard to enforce.
Oh, I don't think we'd ever be able to enforce that type law. The laws that we have on driving under the influence are tough enough to enforce. Placing that type of restriction, I think, would probably be virtually unenforceable.
What do you do when you're at a party or whatever, and someone's in the condition Rob's in, and say, I got to go home, and I'm going to drive?
Well, the best thing to do would be just take the guy's keys away from him. He may be mad at you right at that particular time, and most people, one of the fallacies of drinking alcohol, people think they have abilities far beyond what they really do have.
Mm-hmm. And they think that they're well in control.
Sure, they think they can do anything.
And
they
just
basically, they can't.
Mm-hmm. Rob, how do you feel? He's reaching for the microphone.
It's a long reach at this point.
It is.
Bart, I tell you what, I talk for a living, and there's just no way that I feel I could possibly control the things that one is supposed to be able to control.
Do you feel you're still climbing? Now, you haven't had a drink in how long? 10 minutes?
Yeah, the best part of.
Yeah. Do you feel that you are progressing even yet now that you've quit drinking?
I'm ashamed to admit to you that I have felt this way so many times in my life. It's incredible.
But you feel that...
And there's no way that I should be able to drive a car. I'm having a hard time holding on and standing here. Who's kidding who, man?
I think his speech is
messed up.
Slurred right now. I think it is, and that's interesting because he's quit drinking now, and he's continuing to become more and more inebriated. We'll be back in a second. It's 10:17.
Today and tomorrow only.
Harvest time is 10:19. The new name is Harvest Ford Discount Store, the only one in the state of Virginia.
I didn't know that, by golly.
All right, we're back. Bob, do you have any observations? Can you move the mic around there? I think he's still climbing.
Well, he's still climbing, and won't start coming down. If he doesn't take any more alcohol, won't start coming down for another hour, an hour and a half.
Will he experience a hangover? Is that universal? Does everyone get hangovers? And what are hangovers?
That's a tough question. Sometimes when you get up in the morning, you feel like you want to shave your tongue. For some people, that's the extent of their hangovers.
I feel my hair growing.
You feel your hair growing. Loud noises annoy you, to say the least.
Quite disturbing, too.
But why? Would there be anybody here that could explain how that works, Corporal Yates?
Well, number one, alcohol is a depressant, and when you get up to a blood alcohol concentration it robs it to now, what you've done, you've depressed the central nervous system to the point that it's not functioning properly. And when all that alcohol leaves his bloodstream and is no longer depressing him, then bang, that nervous system comes back all of a sudden, and it's just a shock to it, just like, and he's having withdrawal symptoms from the alcohol, just as with any other drug.
Why do I still want to drink?
Why do you still want to drink? Because the alcohol has impaired your judgment. If your judgment was in good shape, you would say, no, I don't need any more alcohol. But looking you drinking and me not drinking, looking at you sober and you under the influence, you just can't realize how you look right now. Kind of silly,
yeah. Now, we started, before we ever started this, when we were in the planning stages, we discussed it, and we, of course, agreed that it should be attacked very seriously, not lightly, and the object was to present a graphic illustration of exactly what alcohol can do for you, because summer's here, vacation time's here, Memorial weekend's here, a lot of people are going to be in cars, and Rob was one of the most serious of us, and he agreed, you know, this for serious reason, and now I see a little change in you, Robbie. You just want to drink because you want to drink, no. Yeah. And we talked before, and this was the last thing on his mind, so it has impaired his judgment. I really think I think your judgment is impaired, and at this point, actually, and it's because you're inebriated, Rob, I think you're losing sight of what it is that we're doing. I think now it's you want to drink because it tastes good.
It sure does.
And I think that's interesting, too, because... evidently, the experiment has to be termed a success because you've lost sight of exactly what the experiment is about.
Yeah.
You've been impaired that much. Do you have any answer, Rob? No, he's grinning. He's smiling. He's smiling. Are we going to do another breathalyzer or any? Would that serve any purpose?
Well, we can see just exactly what his blood alcohol concentration is. Right now, just making a fairly educated guess, I would say that he would run in a neighborhood of a 16 or 17 hundredths percent right now, which would be 70% above the legal level.
70% above,
right?
That's serious. How much alcohol does it take before it becomes serious to your health? I mean, if you're just sitting in a room, serious to your health, I mean, dangerous. Because I suppose it is possible to die from too much alcohol.
Yes, it is. Some of the scientific literature that you read say that the possibility of an alcoholic coma starts to occur at around 35 hundredths percent. Others say around 40 hundredths percent. And it depends entirely on the individual what his tolerance to alcohol is.
35 or 40 hundredths, and you guessed at him to be at about 16.
Just about 16.
Nearly
or
halfway.
Yeah, nearly halfway there. To it.
But if he continued to drink and consume this whole bottle, I don't know. Then could it become questionable to his health?
It could become very questionable to his health.
So actually what it boils down to is alcohol is poison in large quantities.
Well, alcohol is chemically considered a poison, and it's considered three things. It's considered a depressant, it's considered a poison, and it's considered a food. It's considered a depressant because it depresses the central nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
It's considered a poison because if you drink enough of it, it'll depress the nervous system to where your involuntary reflexes, such as your breathing and your heartbeat, are affected, and you could die from it. And another thing, the only reason it's considered a food is because it produces calories. It doesn't have any nutritional value, but about 7 calories per gram, and it takes approximately 30 grams to make an ounce. So if you're on a diet,
you don't want it.
You don't want to
check
your
waistline there, Rob. You're all right. Let me direct this question at Bob. Bob, perhaps you give me some feedback on this. If you got a problem, I'll call it in your family. What do you do? Who do you go to? What do you do about it?
I can seek help in many areas, particularly the Roanoke Division of Alcohol Services.
Mm-hmm.
TAP Alcohol Counseling Services here in Roanoke are available to lend either aid to the intoxicated person himself or to the family.
Who is an alcoholic? How can you recognize an alcoholic if you have one in your family?
Somebody who needs alcohol to function. Socially, psychically, employment-wise, Now, if I saw Rob, if this was a general occurrence, notice that all of Rob's actions are now very deliberate. He has to concentrate very, very carefully on such things as lighting a cigarette or putting a cigarette in an ashtray or reaching for a microphone. An awful lot of concentration, an awful lot of his energy, his concentration is centered on putting a cigarette down. Notice when he's standing at the table, he has almost uncontrollable motion, as if he seems that he's on a point of imbalance. This is because you're staggering drunk. But sometimes what happens to me, my knee just buckles for no reason at all. If I'm standing at a counter, all of a sudden the knee will go. I don't know why. So I would recognize, get these symptoms in a family, and if the family needs help, in Roanoke there's a whole full services of alcohol. Full service of alcohol services in Roanoke.
Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Cool tonight. WRB and we're back. It's 1027 and Rob is in the process now of taking another breathalyzer test. What's the name of that piece of equipment, Corporal?
It's Model 900A breathalyzer.
Model 900A breathalyzer. Rob's turning red in the face. He's blowing into it. And your guess, a moment ago, Corporal Yates guessed at about 16. We're going to take about a minute, right?
A minute and a half
before we get the readout here. David Levine came out and said there was a question.
People wanted to know exactly how much he had consumed, and we're measuring that right now.
Okay.
The proof was that the alcohol was 86
proof. 86 proof.
43%.
86 proof, which means 43% pure alcohol, and we're measuring right now to see exactly how much of that. And we could compute the exact amount of alcohol and bring your calculator in. Rob, how you feeling?
I'm hiring. Okay.
Yeah, he's still going, too, right?
I can stand, but hardly.
Yeah. I hope you're not standing around waiting for another drink. You're not going to get one, Ron. No more.
I really feel like I've...
What would you say, Jay?
Got a good buzz on.
Yeah.
No waste about it. And this is hard to describe over the radio. Wanda is going to take, she's one of our RNs from community, and she's going to take another blood pressure test to see how much my blood pressure has changed, but I can't even talk. And I do this for a living.
Yeah.
For a living, I talk. And sorry,
Rob, now, if it had been me,
I'm shot.
If it had been me, if I were there drinking it, I would have been on the floor now. Your resistance to alcohol depends a little bit on how much you drink normally, right, Bob?
Yeah, there is some kind of tolerance built up, right?
Because I don't drink very much. I just can't do it. I can have one can of beer and really, you know, I get a little lightheaded just smelling my aftershave lotion. Matter of fact,
I really and truly...
Had to quit using high karate.
Started to...
had to go to my watch,
Bob. In about the fourth drink,
yeah.
I really had a good buzz on.
And this Wanda is...
That was hours ago.
Got to check his blood pressure again.
Wanda Bratton is taking my blood pressure again right now.
We got to have that breathalyzer reading in a moment, too.
It's gone down for 2 hours, and you got those numbers in front of you, and then it went up again, and...
Yeah, it's been going up lately. It went down for maybe the first couple hours.
134 over 78.
134 over 78. Now, what was it in the last one?
136.80.
136 over 80. And now it's 134, so it's coming back down.
Why is that?
It's going up and down. Up and down. It's fluctuating now. Fluctuating. Well, we have our breathalyzer reading here at any moment. And see exactly where he is, Corporal Yates. Estimated 16.
Going to be higher than that.
Higher than that.
Yeah, he's going.
Oh, that's easy for you to say.
What does he got here?
Okay, he's a 19.
19. Now, it starts becoming dangerous to your health, period, at 35 or 40. Now, he's getting on up there. You definitely shouldn't have any more. Will he go higher, do you think?
Yes, he'll still go higher. Those last few drinks that he consumed, he hadn't got those in his bloodstream yet. He'll continue to go higher.
Yeah. And we hope you folks at home are realizing we're not doing this for the heck of it, but I think that a lot of us in Roanoke and around have had alcohol-related traffic accidents in our family, you know, and have experienced this. And it's not very pleasant. It's not very pleasant to talk about, perhaps, becoming inebriated and being involved in an accident, or being involved in an accident because somebody else is inebriated, but it does happen. And right now, I would join Corporal Yates and Bob in saying, I wouldn't want to be on the road if you were in your car, Rob. I really wouldn't, unless I had a Sherman tank or something like that, because you're just not responsible for what you're doing. You're not responsible. Bob, do you have any observations that we haven't touched on yet?
No, I think I should just mention that the old cliches, the myths about how you can get rid of this alcohol quicker, such as cold showers, black coffee, exercise, fresh air, are just that, just myths.
Yeah.
It will not work.
What about sleep, Bob? Does it leave your system faster when you sleep or slower? It looks like it would be slower. Your metabolism slows down. Mm-hmm. It takes longer to sleep it off? What if you stay awake? So he should remain up there for a while.
He'll stay up there for... He'll still have alcohol in his blood about 8 hours from now.
Okay, let me ask you this: How long do you think it will be? Say he's at 19 now, and might go up above 20 probably by the time it's all over. How long do you think it will be before he is no longer legally drunk? How long will it take it to drop below 10?
About 4 hours.
And does that vary with size and body weight?
It varies. The rate of elimination doesn't vary with size and body weight.
It doesn't.
The amount it takes you to get you to a certain level depends. The amount you have to consume depends on body weight. For the blood alcohol concentration, because the larger the person, the more they can drink before they would get up to the presumptive level, because they have more blood.
So in 4 hours he could probably drive, but you probably won't feel like driving in 4 hours. Probably going to have... I think... Are the nurses leaving? Girls, thanks a lot for coming by. And we appreciate your putting up with Rob here. You understand, I think. Understand what condition he's in, and you see those. I came in a little late. What hospital are you from? Roanoke Memorial? Which one?
Community.
Community. In the emergency room there?
Shell Perkins and Wanda Bratton.
Give me that again, Rob.
Shell Perkins.
Yeah.
And Wanda Bratton.
That's why he would never forget the name of a pretty girl, even when drunk.
Our next WROV Late Show.
Something that's standard on all Opals.
We'll pick that up later. That's what we'll do. Because the tape smelled the alcohol in the room. And we're going to wrap it up here now. We're going to wrap it up. I guess it was about it. David, could I get you over here to answer a couple questions? David Levine's here. He's our mathematical wizard. The mathematical wizard at the radio station. David said you had a couple of questions for him down on this.
Okay, people wanted to know exactly how much alcohol he drank. And it was 15 liquid ounces of Chivas Regal.
Yeah.
86 proof, so that's 43% alcohol, which translates into 6.45 liquid ounces of pure alcohol he consumed.
6.45. That's a lot, isn't it? That is a lot. Corporal Yates, thank you so much, sir, for coming by with your breathalyzer. Is there anything you'd like to add that we hadn't touched on? I think we've been talking here for a while. Maybe we've touched on most of it. Is there anything important we've left out? Any message that you might give the people that they're planning to go on? On a Memorial Day trip or vacation?
The thing about it is, if you're going to drink and drive, my little cliche about that is you might as well load a 12-gauge shotgun and give it to a 4 or 5-year-old kid to play with, because you're playing Russian roulette with an automobile instead of a gun, really.
Yeah. I think those words are very true. And I hope maybe people can pay attention to that and realize that a little better now that it's all over. This was sponsored by the Commonwealth Corvette Club, and they're fine, super bunch of guys, and are very, very concerned with safe driving and wanted to get this message across, and so they came to us and presented the idea, and we thought it was a good one, and would like, on behalf of WRV, to thank everyone that was concerned with us today. We had a lot of help. We had nurses here, Corporal Yates, and the news media. Channel 7 was down here. The newspaper was here. And all in all, I guess we'd have to term it a success. Bill, do you have something you wanted to say?
Mental health.
The what? And mental health services. Mental health services. Bob Gilholy was here with a lot of good input. Anything else, Bill? Because this was your... Did you think of this, Bill?
Yeah, that's part of my job.
Part of your job. All right. Okay. Well, we thank you for participating with us there in Radio Land, as they say, and we're going to move Dave Hunter back in here. And, Bill, I guess you better be chaperoning Rob home, because there's no way we're going to let him drive. No way at all. 22 till 11, the Robert Brady alcohol test. It's now history. Time to find out how easily you can afford a new Opel with a generous trade-in at Jim Elliott Buick Opel International, West Main, Salem, Melrose Avenue, 22 till 11. Eagles in town tonight. One of these
nights. WRV and the Eagles. One of these nights. Control room smells like a saloon. Well, Brady's still here. He's just kind of weaving against the wall there. You okay? He's okay. 19 before 11 o'clock.